Now, cultists initially capture their prey with fascinating new theories, which promise great things. You will have to make some solid decisions and act upon them. If you would safeguard yourself in the future, for example, when theories are offered to you, whether it is might be in sermons, papers, newsletters, magazines, books, audio cassettes, videos, should you be investigating them all? Settle it in your mind that it is not your job to police all the novelties which come along. And fill your mind with them while you are trying to search for some truth among the error. In the process of searching for some truth among the error, you can become fascinated with the error. That has happened to many others. In what way are you less vulnerable? The situation is remarkably similar to picking through garbage cans, searching for scraps of food, while over on the side sits a four-course dinner in the Word of God. We live in an amazing time in history. Every wind of doctrine is blowing. New theories are being thought up all the time. Yet our Heavenly Father foresaw what would happen, and He provided us with the Bible and the books upon books of spirit of prophecy writings. Feast on the four-course dinner in God's Word. You'll be fully satisfied. Every page in God's inspired Word is pure, unwinnowed truth. Be content with truth. Do not exhaust your mental energy searching for scraps of new light elsewhere. If you are determined to avoid error, read the Bible and the spirit of prophecy and not the doctrinal theories. I'll say it again. If you are determined to avoid error, give your attention to the old truths and the Bible and the spirit of prophecy rather than the new ideas which people dream up and recommend so highly. Be frank about it. How much real truth have you ever found outside of God's Word? Thoughtfully consider it. Very little. Have you ever found any? But the danger in trying to find that little truth while trying to avoid accepting error is quite real. It's getting worse every day. Ericksonian hypnosis changed the picture when he brought that out in the early 1960s. Did you know you can accept error without realizing it? Just listen to random theories long enough and you will be molded to some extent by the speaker. We must often be with God's Word, or we will veer off into strange paths. For we are told, quote, the experience of the past will be repeated. In the future, Satan's superstitions will assume new forms. Errors will be presented in a pleasing and flattering manner. False theories, clothed with garments of light, will be presented to God's people. Thus, Satan will try to deceive, if possible, the very elect. Most seducing influences will be exerted. Minds will be hypnotized. 293. My friend, be grounded in the Word of God. Be grounded in it. But how do you become grounded? Study, study, study. To do that is not difficult. The secret of success is to do it every day. On your knees, plead with God for help to understand His Word and to obey it. And then read His Word and determine afterward amid prayer that you will obey it. That's all it takes. It is an ongoing process. Read through the Conflict of the Ages series. Give special attention to Great Controversy. Read it with early writings. Read Christ Object Lessons. That's an invaluable book. Testimonies to Ministers is important. Study here and there in the 9 volumes of the Testimonies. Read your Bible. And beware of the moment when you start thinking that it's getting dull. That's a danger sign. Now, you may think you know most everything that is in God's Word, but there's a lot you do not know. Open any page of the Bible or Spirit of Prophecy at random and in a spirit of humble prayer, begin reading, and you will find a truth you need right then. I guarantee it. Did you know that God honors those who honor Him? When we prefer reading God's Word more than we read theories, we are honoring Him. Did you know that? We honor Him when we honor His Word enough to make it our daily companion. The people who are captured generally fall into one or the other of 2 classes. First are those who did not know the Word of God. Such people are sitting ducks, ready to be taken. They may be professors of the faith, but they have not drunk deeply of Scripture. They do not know enough truth to be able to recognize error when it is presented. And sometimes error is so subtly presented that it is with difficulty that it can be detected. It is too late in history to disregard the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. It is too late to imagine that we can toy with all the new theories and yet avoid being captured by some of them. When men first arrive with their theories, they seem to be such nice people. I know one man who travels the countryside, stopping here and there. He has such a deep, soft tones. He never seems ruffled, surely. He must be a man of God. But he teaches strange ideas foreign to the inspired writings. Do not accept new ideas because the one presenting them has a sanctified appearance, because he has ministerial credentials, because he has administrative titles. Do not accept new ideas because the one presenting them expresses deep love for you or because he requires that you accept his ideas that night or else. That's a real danger sign. People who listen to every new thing without realizing it gradually begin changing their set of priorities. Earlier in life, they may have studied God's inspired word and valued it above everything else. But gradually, they came to love the excitement of hearing new things from charismatic speakers. Listening to men becomes more important to them than quietly, prayerfully studying the Bible and the spirit of prophecy. Quote, "The question of the apostle to the Galatians may well be asked, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you?" And continuing on, there is always a bewitching power in heresies and in licentiousness. The mind is so deluded that it cannot reason intelligently, and an illusion is continually leading it from purity. The spiritual eyesight becomes blurred, and persons of hitherto untainted morals become confused under the delusive sophistry of those agents of Satan who profess to be messengers of light. It is this delusion which gives these agents power. That's in 5 Testimonies 142. Oh, my friend, plead with God to protect you and your loved ones. Let this be your daily prayer and live in such a way that you are cooperating with the angels in answering those prayers. But know that to the degree you are willing to chase off after every new theory that comes along, to that degree you are departing from the umbrella of protection. We have been clearly told, do not go where error is wont to be taught. We live in an hour in history when we need to know the truth. How can you understand God's word better so you will be filled with that truth? You do it by pleading with God to help you understand the Bible and spirit of prophecy for yourself, and then carefully studying both for yourself. No part of God's word is unnecessary. Do not set aside the Bible. Do not set aside the spirit of prophecy. Use it all. Bask in it all. Soak in it all. No one who daily pleads with God for protection and guidance and who earnestly searches His word will be left to fall a prey to the enemy. Is that true? It is true. If you do your part, God will do His. God will care for His own who are neither heedlessly rushing out into danger nor remaining there when they find they are on enchanted ground. You don't go out after it, and when you find you're there, you get out of there. Quote, "The hypnotic influence of Satan will rest upon those who turn from the plain word of God to pleasing fables." 8 Testimonies 2:94. My friend, listen to no man who insists that he is right and insists that you must set aside your beliefs and accept his. Such a man is a controller, not a learner. He wants to control you and get you. He wants to get your loved ones. He wants to get your money. We are told this, cut away from yourselves everything that savors of hypnotism, the science by which satanic agencies work. 2, Mind, Character, and Personality, 716.